As Dr. Schneider dictating a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry report on Rhonda McNeil, this goes to Dr. McGinley. On 3/21/23, Mrs. McNeil performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was severely impaired and there's a severe degree of airway obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. The paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component period. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry report on Dave McDonald. This goes to Brian Monroe, comma, PA. On 3/21/23, Mr. McDonald performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a very minimal degree of airway obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of airflow, period. Compared to a prior study dated 9/13/22, there's been slight deterioration in the pre-bronchodilator study, period. This may also be effort-related, period. A paragraph impression, very minimal reversible airways obstruction showing some progression, period. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Charlotte Williams. This goes to Dr. Kramer. On 3/21/23, Mrs. Williams performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators, still leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airflow obstruction. The paragraph, compared to a prior study dated 9/13/22, there's been no significant change, period. A paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a significant bronchospastic component showing no progression, period. Next is a six-minute walk test on Nicholas Terrell. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 3/21/23, Mr. Terrell performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 94%, period. Patient walked 95 meters in 3 minutes and 12 seconds and stopped the test due to pain in his legs and back with some shortness of breath. Period. At that time, his saturation was 96%. Period. Of paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Period. Next is a 6-minute walk test on patient Bonnie Terrell. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 3/21/23, Mrs. Terrell performed 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 99%, period. She achieved 140 meters but did need to stop intermittently due to dyspnea. At period, she did drop her saturation to 85% at 3 minutes. Improved with 2 liters of nasal oxygen to 98%. And she was unable to complete the test after 3 minutes, period. In paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Thank you.